All right, it's Monday morning. Port Huron City Council will meet tonight and tomorrow morning, as we always do. We'll talk with the mayor of Port Huron about the council meeting, but she's on the line with us this morning to talk about her re-election bid. Joining us right now is Port Huron Mayor Pauline Repp. Madam Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
You want two more years. Why?
You say that like you didn't expect it.
Well, I guess not that I didn't expect it, but, you know, it's a lot of work, and you've been doing this for a long time. Why do you want to keep doing it?
You know, yeah, I actually have been doing it a long time. It's been 11 years now, and I considered whether I should or I shouldn't, but, you know, I think I've made a difference, and I still have the energy and drive to do it. I love my community, and I just want to continue serving.
Well, these last 11 years have been interesting, to say the least, here
yes.
in Port Huron. We certainly seem to be moving in the right direction. To what do you owe that, and what do you see on the horizon in the next couple of years for Port Huron?
Well, you know, when I first was elected, which was in 2009, things were not real good in the community. Of course, we'd gone through the economic downturn that everybody had gone through. So it wasn't just Port Huron, but I think we were hit a little bit harder than some were. The unemployment rate was sky high, well over like 25% for a while there. And, you know, it's you're right, it has improved. And now it's down to, you know, single digits, even though I think COVID has kind of certainly put a halt to some of the things that were moving forward because, you know, businesses were closed, et cetera, et cetera. But certainly in the upcoming year, I think that hopefully, if everything kind of settles down with this, with the situation with COVID, that things will progress and you still see things happening. I mean, there still are businesses opening. Our industrial park is full. We still see, you know, people planning to do and open businesses and projects, that type of thing. So I hope that we continue to move in that direction, and I'll encourage it. But I do think that a lot of what's happened has happened because, you know, we've had developed a lot of partnerships, public-private partnerships, which is something that I was a goal of mine way back in 2009, and still is, that we continue that. That has helped tremendously. We can't be by ourselves. Back in 2009, you know, the city government was pretty much on its own, and even the different governmental entities around the county kind of operated in their own little silos. So now we've learned that operating all together and doing it as a cooperative partnership works much better and is more advantageous for all of us. It makes the whole area good, and I think that we want to continue doing that. I certainly do.
A lot of times people look at the mayor's role and they say, well, it's a ceremonial position. And, you know, it's just a council member like everybody else gets the same vote. You have a city manager that you know, is in charge of the day-to-day operations of the city. So, Pauline, what is the role of the mayor in Port Huron?
Well, you're right about that. I mean, and I think that's a mistake, as a lot of people do not realize that the fact that the mayor is not here for her or his personal agenda. Because you are just one of seven people who vote, and it's a majority rules, no matter how you feel about it, no matter what your causes are or anything like that. But above that, as well as running the meeting, I am what I would consider to be the spokesperson for the city. I'm the person that's invited to attend all of the functions and sign all the proclamations, and I'm certainly the chief, you know, officer as far as the elected officer and sign all the documents and all that type of thing. But also, I think that the mayor's position is one of influence, I guess I would say. It's certainly not power, and it's certainly not any more votes or anything like that. But I'm included in a lot of discussions, and I think that you have to have a person in that position who has good communication skills, integrity, and has the ability to sit down at the table. I mean, I don't have any extra votes, but I certainly am part of the process.
There was a charter revision a few years ago that basically changed how the mayor is selected to one of an elected position. It used to be you would just vote for council members, and the top vote-getter would be the mayor. Why that change, and how important has that been to the makeup of the council, do you think?
Well, I think it's, you know, it changed not only the mayor's position, it changed the council's position. So it used to be seven people adopted every 2 years. So you'd have that, you could have conceivably a complete turnover every 2 years, which would not, the consistency would be gone. And I think it's important that you have consistency. And then it's staggered terms for the council. The mayor, I think, at the thinking back then, and I was on the Charter Commission, but not at the time that when they finally finished their document, because obviously I dropped off because I became the mayor. But the thinking was that when you're choosing mayor, it's really not about a popularity vote as the top vote getter, but rather to someone that the people would like to see represent their city.
Yeah.
Over the years, people have gotten that position because they've been the highest vote getter without really realizing the time involved or the public appearances or actually hasn't worked out for one reason or another, that the person is not equipped to be at, you know, in that role. So I think that the thinking at that time was basically, well, you should have someone serving as mayor that is a good public relations person.
Mm-hmm. What goals do you have for the coming term? If you're reelected, what would you like to see happen in Port Huron? What do you think council can accomplish in the next couple of years?
Well, you know, we've had some of the same goals pretty much have been there for quite some time, and we keep working on them. But, you know, and I still continue to say that, and it's been one of my goals forever, is on, you know, improving the state of the city as far as blight and cleanup and that type of thing. We try our best. We change and tweak our ordinances, and we've certainly hired different more people in the blight department and tried to go down that road, but I think it's still an issue. And it's still an issue to make sure that there's, you know, we continue with development so that we can have good-paying jobs for people in the city of Port Huron. And, you know, that is something I think will be ongoing and something that we want to do. One of the things that was on a goal list, which still I don't know where it's going to go, but we did at least get a notification that there was monies that were going to come to MDOT about the bridge expansion, as to whether they actually did something with that piece of property or not around the Blue Water Bridge, where they purchased it all, lost us some tax base in that. So that was part of one of the goals of this year, and that has been accomplished. But it's, you know, I think we tend to need to do the same. I mean, there's other goals as well, but, and we did our goals session as we do every spring, usually sometime around February, March, somewhere in there, we do a goals session. And, you know, it's still at the top is rental and blight ordinances and concentration on education, consistent enforcement, and community cleanups. And I think one of the other things I'd like to see is a better communication process between the citizens and the city council. That's one thing you hear all the time, while people don't feel like they're informed. It's, you know, that's a difficult thing. You know, I talk on the radio, as you well know, and we have articles in the newspaper, and we have a website, and we send out a newsletter. We have meetings. I mean, it's kind of a struggle to try to make sure you reach everybody. So I would like to make sure that we work on that a little better. I don't quite know how we're going to do it, because we've hit most of the things that we need to hit, but obviously we could do better at that. So it's you know, those types of things, as well as housing. You know, we just purchased that property over on 10th Avenue and going to put in a little subdivision there for moderately priced homes. I think it was going to be 19 of them. And that's one of the first new subdivisions in the city of Port Huron in a long time. And that's part of our problem, is we are landlocked.
Yeah.
So we have to look at all opportunities that we can to improve our housing.
All right. Pauline Rapp, why should voters in the city of Port Huron reelect you as their mayor?
Well, I would say I have proven myself. I am dedicated. I have made sure that the cities, along with all the other council members, made sure we're fiscally responsible. And I have the energy to continue in this role, and I believe that I do a good job.
All right, Pauline Rep, appreciate your time this morning, and we will talk again tomorrow. We'll talk about city council stuff then.
Yes, we will.
All right,
thanks,
take care.
Paul.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.